This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network.
Everyone aimed to the dong and blam. Semen exploded from his member all over the field.
That's those not how kids, penises work.
You don't know.
I have one. I do know. I played soccer. They kicked me off the team.
For what?
For scoring a goal on my own team.
Wow. Evo, I knew you were bad at sports, but
like, all right, what was
can you be so bad at soccer and then actually kind of good at Rocket League?
Yeah, that is a good question, Steve. Answer that question.
That is a very good question.
That is not an answer for me. You need to ask Neil deGrasse Tyson on the next season of Cosmos. That is a universal question. I don't know the answer.
Answers with Steve being bad at regular soccer, but his thumb's just too sweet.
This spring, NSN brings you the most heartfelt sitcom of a generation.
Now, kids, settle down and I'll teach you the secret of good cooking. You need two things. One, nonstick cookware. Two, lots of good, moist, tenderizing loving.
With all their family coming to live together under one roof due to the economic recession, stress is high, and the Night Horse household is bursting at the seams.
It's my turn to play with the funny back massager.
No, it's my turn to play with it.
Mine!
No, mine!
Where did you get that from, kids? That's your answer, and I think it needs to be washed.
I need a stiff drink and a stiffer back massage.
But through frustration comes purpose, and through hardship, they discover what they never lost in the first place. Their love.
Why did you do that? Why do you keep shutting me out? All I want to do is be there for you!
I know. But I can't control my gaming fix. And I don't want to let you in on that pain. You're already suffering enough.
We suffer together! That's what being a family means!
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m., bring your family to meet ours and laugh your way through the tears. You may just leave with more in your head and more in your heart.
I'm sorry I put your Game Boy in the toilet.
I'm sorry I shaved my crotch on your toothbrush. Wait! You did what to my Game Boy?
Keep it down, you youngins. Grandma can't hear the latest Glenn Miller from the Squawky Box.
Can we put her in the home yet?
She already is home. Our home.
Keep up with the Night Horse family on Friday Night Fanfiction, a family-friendly romp for friends and family of all ages.
Warning, show is rated NC-17 for reasons that will become increasingly obvious with every passing minute of listening. Not for families, ever.
I'm okay with us dropping this conversation forever and never.
Wait a minute. Aren't you one of the people that is like, go to Not Safe for Life?
No, I don't go to Not Safe for Life very often at all. It's a cat watermelon.
Catermelon.
Oh, it's when you stick something down your dick hole.
Different strokes for different folks. Some of those strokes require insertion.
Play Overwatch today. Yeah, man, let's do it.
No.
Why don't you want to?
Because
Steve?
I don't want to. We're going to record an episode.
No, you want to play this.
I don't want to play that. No.
No, you do.
No, I actually don't. You don't tell me what to do, Dave. Sorry.
You don't tell me what to do, Dad.
I'm telling your subconscious what to do, and it's listening. Even now as I speak.
But first, let me clear the gross out of my throat. Everybody's got a drink. Everybody's gone to the bathroom. David's on headphones.
You don't know me.
David, are you on headphones?
Yeah.
Hooray. Very proud of you. We made a sweet baby burrito. Oh,
like, all of us work really hard on this show, and that's fucking great.
I was actually
proud of what we
But I wanted a burrito. That's what I was bringing up. I want us to get together and make
Chipotle,
a burrito.
Claude.
No.
And go to your local
No,
Chipotle.
Let's make a burrito together, like that scene from Ghost where Patrick Swayze becomes a ghost in order to make a burrito.
just put a tortilla on the spinning wheel and then just pile on ingredients and slowly wrap it.
My darling.
I don't think that I could get a better opening than that. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. What am I doing here on a Monday?
Oh, we're doing things.
This is not a Monday. This is a Friday.
No, this is being posted on a Friday. So hello from the past. How is it in the future? That good, huh?
Oh, dead Steve-O.
I'm not dead.
He's not dead. He's dead. Zombified.
I'm dead Steve-O.
I've joined the winning side. You guys should join, too. We have brains and a 401k.
The 401k is very tempting.
Oh, that's why I wasn't here, because I was sick with the fucking flu and then a migraine.
Oh, I thought you were sick with 401k.
I have terminal finance.
Oh, no.
So, I got sick, and then Val got sick, but before that I was also sick, and I haven't been on, like, a full episode in, like, a month. So I'm bringing these people together to start the old band up again. We're gonna be doing OCAD, and then we're gonna be doing VGDJ. Then what else were we gonna do?
Oh, we're restarting VGDJ?
Yeah, we're gonna bring back the OCRTF2 server.
This is all gonna be edited out.
All right, so...
See, I brought the funnies, and now you can't cut it out, because it was the funnies.
I can cut out whatever I want. I can re-edit this. I can remix this.
Oh, can you...
He'll put the laugh somewhere else.
Can you take the sentence I said and then just cut it out, but then, like, put one word every time so it's like an Easter egg hunt?
Sure,
like,
why not?
One word every, like, 20 minutes or so.
And then they'll have to assemble it, and it won't make any sense to them anyway.
And it'll still be out of order, and then, like, names will be replaced with potato.
Are you trying to make an ARG out of our podcast?
Yes, because that's how you get all of the viewership.
That is not... We put on a good, consistent show. That's... Jesus.
That's how you get the views, man.
All right, somebody want to eject me with malaria? I'll be away from the show for another month.
Oh, dude, that's taking it to the next level.
Asbestos.
Don't inject me with asbestos. That would just make me asbestos, man. I'm highly flammable.
And soon he'll be flame rotardant.
So we got three oldies to read to sort of get me back in the groove because I've been away for so long. Also, Val, is your connection stabilized?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's your damn porno.
It's not my porno. Okay, well, it is my porno.
It might have something to do with you having 8 terabytes of porn.
Oh, it's not 8 terabytes, Logan. It's over 8 terabytes. David, we're not doing the ARG anymore. Stop it. He stopped.
No, go watch Extreme the Goofy Movie. That's part of the ARG. Go
pay
for it.
Very close attention to the cheese scene.
Oh, it's a good scene.
Oh god, we're reading this shit again.
Yes, we are.
Not again.
And tonight you're reffing yourselves. I'm too lazy to make a list.
I keep dancing, yeah.
I'm trusting
Show
you.
Show me how you do it now.
I'm gonna go first.
Sometimes.
Doug got abducted by Comic Snicks.
Oh no, not this one.
Didn't even open the document yet?
Dude, I haven't been linked it.
Yes, you have.
It's in the only place it would be.
Oh god, that's some really bad Doug porn.
Yeah. That's not the worst.
I gotta give it to Doug and Skeeter for doing, like, the half Eiffel Tower.
Also, stop masturbating, we haven't even really started the story yet, just wait. Summary. After Doug being abducted by aliens, strange things starts to happen at Bluffington. Chapter 1. Doug got abducted. The author. Doug and character are not mine, and I don't make money with them.
And character. All right, so I want to do a brief aside. When I look at things on, like, YouTube and whatnot, I love it when the person who's clearly pirating something is like, no copyright intended. And you're like, what?
What? I mean, you did it deliberately. That implies intention. Oh my god, English is a hard language sometimes. Doug got abducted. Doug got abducted. Just over
and over again. You can get past the title, Steve. It's possible.
Don't say Doug got abducted in the mirror 3 times in the dark in the bathroom, otherwise Patty
Mayonnaise
will
show up. Wait, hold on. I gotta go do this.
Do it loudly so we can hear.
Oh, of course. Doug got abducted!
And he was never
dog crazy.
And he was never heard from again.
Nothing happened, Steve. You lied to me. You said Doug was going to come out and get abducted.
No, I said Patty Mayonnaise is going to come out and steal your mayonnaise.
Oh, maybe it's because we don't have any mayonnaise in the house.
Well, there. See, you can't prove she didn't do it.
Damn. Wait, we have mayonnaise. Coke's confirmed.
Looks like this man has been busted.
The aliens made terrible experiments with him, torturing that poor young soul that had no big expectations in his life. The aliens were cruel and vicious, not forgiving even a defenseless idiot yes. like Doug. He just wanted to go home and find Patty to look at her and feel the passion. But that was a distant dream for the boy now, tied to a cold and shrewd bed-like platform. Probes got encircled in all of his orifices, collecting data to the evil plans of those unnatural invaders.
Nostrils. Oh, God. Like retinals. Did you ever play the Dead Space 2?
No, I did not.
There's a part in the game where you have to stab yourself in the eye. It's pretty funny.
How is it funny?
You have a very strange sense of humor.
You have to have been there.
Well, obviously I wasn't. So do you want to load this up on stream right now and play it?
No, I don't have it installed. Plus, it's like at the end of the game, I'd have to beat the entire game in like a 2 hour span.
I'm trying not to die. Somebody just give me something to stab in my retina at this point.
No, don't.
No.
That was how they got you in that game. They're like, oh, Isaac, I hope you don't stab yourself in the eye. And he's like, I'm going to do it.
Here, if you stab yourself in the eye, you won't get caught by the tax fraud people. That's how they get you.
They just drive by in an unmarked car and scan people's retinas. If you stab, you're fine.
As Doug got examined, drills started to perforate his frail skin. He was lucky because the alien technology advanced to a level where no blood could be spilled from the body by the surgery equipment. Well, that's handy.
So it was instant cauterization.
Mm. Well, you don't want to see it beforehand. It looked like one of those spin arts got out of control.
Oh, no.
You know, there's a direct correlation between the decline of spirographs and the rise in crime.
There's a difference between spirograph and spin art, damn it.
No, it's not. Same thing.
No, it's not. Spin art's the thing where you put the liquid paint on the spinning piece of paper.
Logan,
yeah.
Tell him Steve's right on this one. You're wrong.
Logan, come on, man. You're supposed to take my side on that when we're making fun of Steve.
it's funnier when I put you like on the spot and make you look foolish.
Monster.
Energy drink does not sponsor this show.
Dude, that would be so awesome.
There's a reason why you guys enjoyed not having me around, because we don't get on nearly as many tangents.
If we get sponsored by Red Bull, we can mix that with our alcohol a lot better.
Monster and die.
You can mix Monster with your alcohol.
You can mix Monster with your Red Bull and have
You take the fruit punch flavored Monster. You put vodka, gin, and triple sec in a shot and bomb it in there and then fucking suck it down.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
Well, you would. You would straight up die.
Or Jaeger bombs.
Jaeger is gross, though.
Yeah.
No, Jaeger is good. You just need to like licorice.
Good and Plenty is one of the biggest waste of advertisements in all of America.
Yahoo questions. What mixes think? Well with Red Bull? First answer, more Red Bull.
Which is worse, Good and Plenty or Necco wafers?
I fucking love Necco wafers. You shut
well,
your...
That's because you're a weirdo who likes to eat chalk.
And circus peanuts as well. So
look, there all were right, kids
of
who
the,
ate
of the unholy of the unholy trinity of Necco wafers, Good and Plenty, and circus peanuts. It's probably gonna have to go to
Good and Plenty.
Circus peanuts.
No, it's
the worst.
No.
As the least worst.
Okay, so the best of those three, and maybe. Two of those three are not bad. The best of those three is Necco wafers. Second best is circus peanuts. Good and Plenty can fuck off forever.
Well, yeah, Good and Plenty is.
It's just baffling to me that you would rather eat chalk than, like, licorice, which is technically food.
I ate that because they ate all the paste already in elementary school, Logan. I didn't have a choice.
You didn't fucking let me finish. Licorice, which is technically food, even though if you eat too much of it, you will get poisoned.
Well, technically, if you eat too much chalk, you get poisoned too. So
stay tuned for our new show, Nighthorse Media's Naked Opinions, where we talk about this stuff and don't read fan fiction.
Are we actually doing this?
Yes.
But licorice will poison you a lot faster than eating Necco wafers will.
Does this conversation enthrall you? Tune in to our new show to find out. Coming soon, quarter 2, 2018.
Now, do I have to take my clothes off when we're recording? Because I do have...
No. It's optional. I will give you all sensor bar Speedos to wear.
Ooh.
Okay, we can work with this.
Or without it.
And no, just to be completely clear, we are planning on doing a secondary podcast where we talk about our opinions and answer questions and prompts that people present to us, just so this shit doesn't happen every week on the show.
You realize that it's only going to make it happen more on the show, right?
Shut up, yeah. Logan. It's not true until proven so. Allow me to live in my fantasy world for just a few months, okay?
No, that's okay.
I'm never going to Iron Age with you again.
Yeah, that's a lie, and you know it.
Dying
we're
a little bit.
We're going to wait until you're dying a little less, though.
However, they didn't know anesthesia, so Doug's nerves were throbbing and trying to move out of his flesh.
As they do.
To escape.
We gotta get away, guys. Bye.
No, they were singing Lenny Kravitz. To escape the torment and lancinating, which is apparently spelled correctly.
Hang on.
Yes.
To escape the torment and lancinating pain inflicted at them, Doug's eyeball were red, the veins got expanded, and his nails got black. So, I mean, he's already a step ahead at Hot Topic.
He's getting a little bit emo.
Yeah. He's not quite listening to My Chemical Romance, but he's getting started. He's listening to Taking Back Sunday.
No, he just
he's
heard
listening
I'm not
to 3 Days Grace, which was my
no, no, no. Alkaline Trio. yep.
I've never even heard of that.
He was feeling the death approaching, the death grasping his hand to take him away from that sorrowness. The hand of death was cold, was bland, was very sad and dark. And then, wake up, Doug! What?
Wake me up inside.
It was a dream, said Doug, opening his eyes, trying to make sense of all that. He looked around.
I have dreams like that sometimes.
Yeah. No.
No. That's real.
He was in his bedroom. He looked his skin. It was normal. No cuts, no holes, nothing. He didn't have any skin. He felt relieved. Doug.
I don't have no skin.
Wait, what the hell was that creepy song we used to sing in elementary school? Is it The Ghost of John?
Have you seen The Ghost of John?
All
ghost white with no skin.
Thing that Strong said.
Yeah, all white bones with the skin all gone.
No, I never sung that song, but I read that spooky stories to tell in the dark.
It was, we did that song in like first grade in the dark, and it was like played on a live piano with
our... I bet you peed your pants too.
Oh no.
Steve had pee-pee pants.
Steve had pee-pee pants.
I did pee my pants, but that was only in kindergarten. No, I didn't.
Never peed my pants at school.
It was a bad day, man. You're terrible. Doug, you will get late to school. I'm going, Mom. Doug went down the stairs, racing against time to not lose the bus. He just snatched a piece of cake and glupped a soda. Goodbye, parents. Goodbye, son. Doug ran fast and got the bus on time. He couldn't keep that nightmare out of his mind. It was so real. So, excessive comma, truthful. He never had such a horrendous dream before. He had Ro tell that to Skeeter. The bus arrived at the school, and the first person Doug saw was Patty Mayonnaise. She was beautiful as Alice. Shit. Wear a very mini skirt. Doug got out of the bus and looked at her. Her legs were shining. She probably rubbed a skin cream to make her flesh so appetizing.
No, Crisco.
Ladies, that's did you know Crisco's not only amazing to cook with, but also perfect for your skin?
Yeah, please don't fucking jerk off with Crisco. Everyone at school will know because they will smell it on you.
They'll just think that you were working in the lunchroom.
But I thought it was the vegan way to fap it.
No, the vegan way to fap it is... So
like, okay.
If you're fapping with your hand, is that vegan?
Yes. No.
No, because it's leather. Leather and meat.
Leather. My
the only vegan way to masturbate is with a silicone.
Confirmed. My hand is made of leather and meat.
Oh no, they probably use a squash.
Some watermelon or something.
Yes.
Yeah, watermelon. How's that gonna work, Sean?
$1.99, $1.98, $1.97.
No, they use a grapefruit.
You're welcome, Logan.
No, honestly, though, I was laughing super hard because of her voice.
And her chest, it was bigger than normal. Could be the
bra. Logan.
Doug was getting very excited because he was entering the puberty. My favorite level from Doom.
Thanks for that.
It's right there after Rhapsody of Mars. good level.
Rhapsody of Mars was only good because they got Coldplay to do the soundtrack.
Right. And they were like, I'm Coldplay. This is the song that we play.
Never before was she so Oh, wait, no, I skipped a line. His member turned from flaccid to hard, and his eyes were fixed on Patty's body. Never before she was so tasty. Doug then felt his member muscle moving and throbbing. Could it be? He can louch the juice in his pants. It would be a shame.
Is that what louching sounds like?
Yes, it goes round.
Everyone will laugh at him. Here at the 2018 International Louching Championship, all the runners are getting up to their marks. 3, 2, 1, go!
Round.
David wins! I'm confused as to what louching actually is, so I'm going to keep reading.
We don't
reading.
Know. Let's just
I
go.
Think we kind of just made it up.
Okay.
We'll have to go into more
I
depth
thought it was a combination
podcast.
Of launch and lurch.
No, that's too simple.
This is too simple for us.
You need a math degree to properly louch.
Shit, well, let's go to Reddit. Ask a shitty mathematician. Everyone will laugh at him. And then, when it was going to get out to wet his underwear, something different went out. A big flash of laser got ejected from his member. I don't remember this. This is not the Pink Floyd Laserium show I was interested in.
And if you say that, you'll go change your tune. You're on the dark side of
pew, you. Pew, pew, pew. Doug, less with the dick lasers. It was hot and burned a hole in his pants. He was not understanding. All of that. Oh, let me say that sentence again. He was not understanding all of that. He felt uncontrolled and trying to stop it, but it was useless. The death
laser. You know what's funny?
What?
You and Val sound like you're the 12-year-olds, and I sound like I'm the old man.
But Dad!
No. This is, but Granddad!
Granddad
now, has... Steve-O, you can't talk to me till you finish going through puberty.
Remember, dad is two syllables, so it's Dayod.
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 Oh, wait, that Dayod. Was fucking Merlin's Shop of Mystical Wonders. God, I hate that
you
movie.
You go get some reference, 200 points.
But I also love that movie. The death laser ray got to straight to Patty's eyes, penetrating her brain and exploding it in 1,000 of pieces.
No, that's sad. He killed his would-be girlfriend.
This is a cut scene from Cloverfield. Blood
flew... No, Doug! Don't do it, Doug!
Blood flew all over the school, burning the students' skin.
My brain's Doug!
Because the blood was boiling with the high temperature. Take it away, Logan!
Logan, don't read it, Doug!
Okay. Skeeter was there, and his hand got hit by a glob of the mortal blood. It instantly dissolved, exposing his bay bones.
Bay as in B-A-E?
Damn, yeah. Skeeter, your bones are so bay.
That were quickly eaten by passing starving pit bull.
Woof.
They attacked Skeeter without mercy, opening his chest and devouring his innards. Doug was looking completely shocked at the laceration of his best friend. The mayhem continued because Doug's ass expelled hundreds of tentacles filled with sharp razor blades.
Ow.
I would say I've seen a porno start this way, but
there were.
Fuck it, I haven't.
Yeah, no, that'd be, I think we'd have to send you to jail if you'd seen that.
This almost looks like the gif of, and that, my son, is how you were made.
No, don't tell that story, Dad.
All hail Head Ramen.
There was a lot of them, moving frantically. God, that reminds me, we need to read the story about Gladio fucking the cup noodles.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we do. We do. We'll see if we have time today.
Okay.
Are we actually broadcasting this?
No. This is an offline episode, which is why we're making as much or as little headway as we are.
That's pretty cool, Dan.
We've only read one page after, like, what is it, 30 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah, par for the course. It was a good advertisement for our next show.
It is.
Stop dying!
There were a lot of them moving frantically, picking the unlucky students running around. One of them was Chalky Studebaker. A tentacle filled him in the air. No, sorry, lifted him in the air. And other two started to rub his body violently, cutting and tucking his skin.
I just noticed Chalky Studebaker sounds like an eternal butler.
Chalky Studebaker sounds like an anthropomorphic
piece
Necco
of chalk.
Wafer. No, a Necco wafer.
All right, I'm going to rule 34.
No.
You're looking up Necco wafer porn?
Hey, I looked up ramen the other day and I saw that shit.
I mean, sure. The bleeding was insane. He was losing the blood very fast because the tentacles were inexperienced. Oh, sorry.
I feel like ramen is more ubiquitous than Necco wafers are.
It is.
On account of ramen being actually good.
You can fuck ramen a lot easier than you can fuck Necco wafers.
Right. You imagine just like taking a handful of Necco wafers and trying to like take them down your shaft? I don't think that's a great idea.
All right, well,
that's
there's nothing specific for Necco, but I am finding some like candy
now,
porn.
Look up chalk zone porn.
Later. I'm looking.
I found Nello wafers.
Oh, God.
God, he said. One of them enters Chalky's ass and starts to move in and out, crushing his bowels.
Oh, yeah, the Skittles.
A puddle of shit got ejected from Chalky's anus because he lost bowels control.
Aww.
Chalky's eyes rolled up in anguish. God, he said, kill me, please. But God could not hear him. He was alone, and no one would help him in his last hours of life.
God was too busy watching the football.
Then turned to his faces. They marked his eyes and very fastly entered his skull through the eye socket, exploding them in all directions. Chalky's pain was so strong, he started to convulse. But the tentacles would not kill him. Not yet. They started to rub and thrust Chalky's brain, causing strokes.
I don't think that's how it works.
Them found his center of control, and them, they had total control over Chalky's semi-dead body. All of his movements were under control of the tentacles, but Chalky's was still conscious, but nothing could be done.
This is very Eldritch.
Yeah.
The tentacles controlled Chalky's body, and he moved to B Bluff. Are these actual characters?
Yes, they are.
What a stupid show.
Yeah, it was.
Completely frightened, on the ground in fetal position, she saw the state in which Chalky had been submitted and put her hands on her mouth. She screamed so much her vocal cord collapsed. She got mute. Chalky's body then grabbed her arms and ripped them of BB's body. She immediately flew on the ground as the blood got pulsed out by the wounds. Chalky,
I didn't remember this being this bad.
Yeah, well, there's a reason we never read it again, and we can, in fact, stop at any moment.
No, let's get through it.
Chalky picked her bra and slashed it, revealing the purple...
Okay, yeah, I read ahead. Never mind. Never mind.
Oh, you want to stop now?
Yeah.
Lactating.
Oh, now you want to stop.
No, I read ahead. We're done.
It's lactating.
Oh, wait. It's poorly spelled lactating.
Yes.
So I get to go home and play.
No, we still have two other stories.
No, let's read Gladio Cup Noodles.
No, we have two other stories to read.
I already played a game about that. I don't want to play a video thing about it.
A video thing?
A video thing? Like a game? Man,
I'm not drinking yet, but I am tired, so...
That's fine. There's your next one.
It's not even 7 o'clock!
I have work tomorrow.
So do I.
I had to go outside.
Oh my god, that's hard.
Alright, next story. And Logan, you're gonna go ahead and start.
I also did weightlifting.
Don't edit out the previous stuff.
No. We're leaving that in there just as evidence that we did in fact try. And I'm just like, nope.
Can we like read that shit still zillions of years ago? And even then it was bad.
That was like back during the Oakhead days.
It was.
It must have been.
And back then, I think maybe I wasn't paying attention, but yeah, I am paying attention now.
Batman in the bowels of hell.
I know this one is bad, but it's not like nearly as bad.
I don't think it's going to be any
summary. When Joker seizes a powerful artifact, Batman and Robin must prevent the doom of civilization as we know it. Chapter 1. Batman.
It's the doom
the bowels
of civilization
of hell.
As we know it.
Page 2. The author. Hi, people. Batman and related character are not mine, and I make no money from them. Very
with
sad,
them.
Isn't it?
With them.
With them.
Oh, damn.
Hey,
Logan.
I'm my own
drink,
ref.
Bro.
Shut up. Drink this fucking Listerine I got next to me.
That's not something you should drink.
Now, my first batfic. This was very hard. I tried to use everything I learned so far in this story. Blood even dripped from my neck. So, hoip you enjoy. Batman in the bowels of hell. The Joker was prepared to enter the Museum. The clown of Kaim wants to steal a powerful jewel.
No.
Oh, god damn it. A powerful jewel that has some mighty power to kill Batman. Oh, god damn it, that doesn't say Batman. Batom.
Batom.
Ah, yes, Batom. Batman.
Joker can't stand Batman anymore. The joke is over. He wants to kill him.
Kill him.
Joker enter the museum with his minions and shoot to the dead the guards inside the public civil serving building.
Not to the dead.
He then comes in and picks the jewel. I think it's still pronounced jewel.
Yeah.
Jewel.
It's an Egyptian one from the Apollo's priest pharaoh.
Apollo?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with Apollo's priest pharaoh.
A collared shirt for men.
Finally. The day the Batman will die finally came. Laughed maniacally Joker with a grim face in
you,
his
smile. You didn't
smile.
Read it. You didn't read it properly.
Maniacally Joker.
No.
Laugh.
Maniacally.
Maniacally. That's not dumb.
Manically.
Manically.
Yeah, manically.
No, it's manically. With a grim face in his smile. Batman will die now!
Oh, really?
Wow.
Batman, Nad Robin are searching Joker. They, you obscure.
Did somebody like rip the needle on Logan's record player while he was reading?
No. Like
I just did it with my voice.
They read it backwards. Logan went backwards.
Don't say that three times in the mirror in the dark, and don't go do it again, David.
Right.
His now villain lair and wants to come in cuff the bastard. Robin, do you prepared yourself? Asked the careworn Batman.
Asked a careworn
Batman. Damn. Batman, I'm with much fear. Joke will kill us, cried in pain and sorrow Robin. Batman punched Robin face. One tooth fell.
Just one.
Stop being a wuss, Robin. I trained you well. You will kill Jover.
Not Grover.
No, it's Jover. It's pronounced Jif. Robin was very scared and was biting his snails.
Escargot.
But Batman truts him. He must not fail.
I think Laza doesn't like this.
She might need to go out.
You want
to
go out?
Batman and Robin, the approach. Excuse me. The villain lair. It's a funny park with carousel. Ruler cards. And cotton dandy. But it was in misery because Joker didn't clean the mess. Them. Batman and Robin entered the park with guns in hand, searching Joker.
It's still phonetically correct.
I know, I'm just laughing. The went and looked everywhere, and Robin picked a cotton candy to feed himself. He was not good in stomach. Stop, eat that, Robin! It's worms!
Blurg! Somebody go get Logan his puke pail.
I was going to say, did this suddenly become that scene from The Lost Boys?
Yeah, it's worms. Robin didn't knew the cotton was old and got moldy from the rusty on the metallic covered floor. They continued the search and found a clue. It's Harley Quinn's suit inside a laundry. This must be Joke Lair, said Robin with many pride.
You know, I swear that's a defunct comedy club downtown in Baltimore. The Joke Lair? Yeah.
If Harley is here, Joker is here, said Batman. No, sorry, said Bat.
Full stop.
What they didn't knew was someone was observing them.
If you see it like that, you have to say it like Wario.
Wah!
Thank you.
Someone was observing them with funny eyes and bad intention. Batman and Robin, them entered darkness filled.
A darkest.
Darkness.
No, no, there's no end. No. Darkest.
Darkest.
No. Filled and abandoned warehouse full of rape mannequins.
That's
with semen inside them. And it was rainbow-colored semen. I think Harley Quinn left Joker, noted Robin. Why is that, Robin? Look, those inflatable duels there.
Also, I think that's why is that, Robin? As in, why are you Robin?
It's mannequins, you stupid.
You stoopy.
Yes,
Robin was going to touch the colored goo inside the Myquin's butt, but Batman intervened.
Goingo boingo. Who's up next?
Where's David.
Next up is, in fact, David, so go you.
Fiore, Robin. Joker's dung juice is poison. It transforms one hoe he touches into evil, mindless, sick slavery.
But Harley Quinn, or Harley Coon.
Harley Coon. She's immune. Her juice counteracts Joker cum.
But if he goes her back ass?
If he goes her back ass.
But if he goes her back ass, yeah.
Hmm. Good question, Robin.
The Bat Duo then moved inside the dark room, and them a voice.
Right where I want. Oh noes, Batman. It's Tarp.
Oh noes.
Robin, we're fucked.
The voice activate a button, and then a Joel open below Bat and Robin. The fell down inside a snake pit, our snake filled pit full of snakes. The voice said,
time to die, Batman and Robin.
And then the voice appeared. It's Joker.
Fuck you, Joker. You'll never kill us, said Batman.
No, Batman, you already did.
Shit.
All right, shit, Batman, the snakes are biting my dong. It's inflating like a balloon, cried in pain Robin.
Not a balloon.
Not a balloon.
Oh, ballon, sorry.
It's inflating like a ballon, cried in pain Robin.
Don't depair, Robin. I have sanache.
Yeah, sanache. All right, yeah, yeah. All right.
Or sanache.
I have sanache. Sanache, or like that. Sanache. I have sanache repellent.
Sanache.
Repellent to kill snakes.
And then Batman reached in his belt and killed snakes with snake pizen. But Bat penis got bitter too. Batman's penis inflated.
Shit, Robin, we'll be sterile. Sterile.
It's not so bad.
Oh, God, I'm going to barf.
Oh, Batman, hug me.
Batman and Robin hugged one another. One blood got out from their eyes. Them, their pupils exploded.
Splash!
And the pit got filled with blood.
Finally, the day I kyled the dynamic duo!
Laughed Joker. Batman and Robin fell down.
Can you mute your mic so we don't hear everything that's going on in the fucking kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, it's really starting to piss me off.
Yeah.
Well, it's not my fault that Steve-O is super loud at making his ramen.
Well, yell at him!
I need sustenance.
Next day, Joker hasn't discovered how to use a Egyptian stone. So he went to Batgirl's house, kicking guidance. He knocked.
Who is it?
I'm sorry, that's Goindance.
Goindance. He knocked.
Who is it?
Batgirl oppenetted the door, and Joker put a gun in her on her head.
It's me, cute,
Joke's Risply said.
Ah, the Joker!
And she kicked his groins. But Joker is strong, so he picked her up by the... and pressed harder and harder.
No, my man!
Hey, right. No, it's not spelled right. You gotta say it.
No, I don't.
Yes, you
yes,
do.
Yes, you do.
Pasoy.
Pasoy.
It cried back, girl. Joker said,
tell me what this stone is and who I to use or I wrap you. No! Okay, say now I wrap a dog and the hamster too.
No, not them, okay, I'll tell you.
I can't understand the words you're saying.
No, not them, okay, I'll tell you.
Okay, that's
it's
better.
Egyptian stone put on forehead and turn Devil King.
Very good. You're a good girl. Now come here.
No, you said you won't rap me.
It's pronounced rape. Next up is Sean being refereed by, well, himself.
Good luck, Sean.
Now I said I won't rape the animals. And then Joker crushed Batgirl's trousers with his hands.
No, not the trousers.
Batgirl's panties.
My trousers.
Batgirl's panties were pinky. Very nice. Joker then put his white and dirty hands there.
You haven't cleaned your hands.
Harley Quinn would never let that pass to her. Oh, I was still talking. Harley Quinn would never let that pass to her, said Batgirl.
Okay.
So Joker pooed bleach on his hands.
Ah, no!
That's not good.
No. Batgirl put her panties down and got wet because Joker was sexy.
No. Yeah, that's right, girl. You know you like it.
No. Do you think in Comic Snicks' mind he was envisioning Jared Leto's Joker?
I would hope so, because that's the only Joker that would be sexy enough to pull this off.
Wait, really? Out of all the Jokers, you think that's the sexiest one?
No. I think that's the one that Comic Snicks would find
obviously
sexy.
Obviously, Cesar Romero is the best, sexiest Joker.
Because of the whole, like, the painted mustache?
Yes.
Yeah. He got stoned to...
He got stonked.
And masculine in the last 2 years. He wasn't the dirty, sticky, and got no poo.
He was the ass. He was end he boss was, of Arkham.
He's been lifting. That's the end of that joke. There's nothing further on it.
It wasn't a joke. Nobody laughed.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, then you all made the right choice.
Yay!
Yes, the life coach was giving results. Be gentle with me, okay? Said a lust-filled bat grill. She was hating herself doing that, but that was a good opportunity to be with a real man. Robin was such a wuss, and his dong didn't got erect for a long time.
Why does everyone assume that Robin was going to get with Batgirl when he's very clearly Starfire's man, you know?
Well, some people did things other than watch the Teen Titans.
Yeah, who's Starfire?
Like some people have read a comic in their life.
Yeah, the fucking comic where it's Dick Grayson fucking gets it with Starfire all the goddamn time.
Who's Starfire?
Yeah, it's Teen Titans, again.
Like, no, I can go get a non-Teen Titans fucking book right now and turn to a page where they get it on.
Wait, why would Robin get with a Titan? Aren't they like 50 feet tall and trying to attack the last vestiges of humanity?
Every single Robin is a virgin. That's the truth.
No, it's not.
Hold on.
Batman's a virgin.
I need to...
No, Red Hood has had sex with Starfire as well. The second Robin, Jason Todd, has had sex with Starfire.
Every character in DC Comics is a virgin.
No, they're
not.
But
it's from the New 52. It no longer counts.
No, that's where Jason Todd had sex with Starfire.
And it no longer counts.
New 52 doesn't exist.
Yes, it does.
What does this have to do with birds?
Dave, you're actually wrong this time.
Okay,
shut up.
You're talking after the New 52 reboot with, what was it? The not Flashpoint, the con something or other. The one that happened fairly recently, right?
I don't know what it's called. I just know that New 52 isn't a thing anymore.
Kids, right, and guess
I will
what?
Turn
Jason
this car
Todd
around.
Still had sex with Starfire in the
Jason
new continuity.
Jason Todd's never had sex in his life. He's a virgin.
Yes,
let me
has.
Ask my friend. Who
oh
knows.
My
fact,
god!
His second life!
It's 7 Hang o'clock!
I need to jump on another call to ask my friend.
Sean, read while he's gone.
Most of the time, she had to make it out alone with three fingers and lubrication. Because Robin's body was hairy and she preferred very bald men, very bald body men's like Joker. Joker's penis got very big, 30 inches and a half, full of veins and no hair.
She said yes.
Yes, he has had sex, I know.
Bury me with my money!
No, you don't have any money.
I need it.
You spend it all.
You spent it all on asbestos. The asbestos market crashed and you blamed us.
I told you, Steve, you have to sell your asbestos shares before they find out it's got cancer in it. Before! Please read.
Just like the likes of Batgirl, her nipples got very hard, and when Joker touched them, milk started to flow.
That's not how it works.
No.
It is if you're an anime.
Or soft serve ice cream station.
Also, if you're lactating.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, but that would mean you're pregnant.
I would prefer the idea that she was actually a disguised soft serve ice cream station.
So people do lactate for other reasons, Val.
Yeah, this is something that Logan is right about.
It's pretty rare compared to when you're pregnant.
Yeah, no shit. That's kind of an almost 100 kind of thing.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Y'all
are very friendly to each other.
Yeah, we're good friends.
Very good friends. You're lactating, Batgirl. You're pregnant.
Yes, but not with baby. Oh, it's lust.
Wait, what?
She's pregnant with lust.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. The story checks out.
She's actually butt pregnant and really has to poop.
Snopes confirmed it. Joker liked and pressed the nipples. A lot of milk he got out, and Joker opened the mouth of his and started to drink.
Yum. Does the body good?
Please, Mark Hamill, no!
Too bad he's doing it.
Your milk... No, fuck. You milk is bittersweet.
Sorry, I'm menstruating.
Menstruating.
Menstruating, yeah.
Yes.
Joker them went to the bloody pussy. It was full of worms and bacteria because what? Batgirl turned hippie and got no bath the past 3 weeks. It was full of granola.
Because
wait,
she was worried
healthy.
About his goddamn hands?
Yeah.
I had to put bleach on my hands and I met with granola?
Joker went with his mouth to pussy and started to eat the granola.
Mmm, tasty.
It was a bit rotten, but got a fine flavor of woman's sweat and with fly eggs.
Just a bit.
Fly's egg.
Fly's egg.
No.
It's Spanish flea, not fly's egg.
Batgirl picked yogurt nearby and poured on her belly and got it on her pussy too. Joker chalked. The yogurt entered his nostrils.
Ugh.
You bitch, Batgirl! Fuck you, Joker!
You sack of turds!
She then spread the yogurt for all her body to the arms and the armpits. Joker the went to the armpits and started to lick them.
Gross.
Felling the yogurt flavor and a tuft of hair Batgirl never shaved since her debut ball.
Is this an antebellum fic?
What?
Debut ball.
That's what it is, because you said it's a real thing.
Okay, great. So we're dealing with the South Shall Rise again, then.
Absolutely.
Incredibly, her armhole was very clean. Well, compared to the rest of her body, because it was full of barnacles and crawlers.
She was a barge.
Joker liked. He was living on barnacles at Arkan last year. The food was very bad.
Joker, stop with the preliminary and got to the full frontal fuck.
Shut it, Batgirl. She was aroused. Joker then put his 30-inch dong inside Batgirl and started the thrusting. It was very slow because it was very heavy. Joker had problems when he was a kid.
He doesn't have problems now.
You made that the truth.
Yeah. When he played soccer with the other kids, his dong shaked and trembled frantically. It was almost separated.
I mean, yeah, that happens. That's why you wear underwear underneath your gym shorts, kid.
But it's 30 shins. Inches.
I was going to say, 30 inches, there's like...
30 inches potter.
That's when you duct tape it to one of your legs.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not duct tape.
Okay, that's when you...
Maybe athletic tape.
Poster putty. You poster putty it to one of your
legs. Oh, no, thumbtacks.
No! Why?
If you're going to use thumbtacks, you can't be circumcised.
Right. No. You got to be able to... It's like an ear piercing, you know?
And you're piercing on your dong, yeah.
All right, serious question. If hell exists, what circle are we going to?
I'm going to heaven because
I'm never
going to
die, so none of them.
You guys are ruining this in-depth thought experiment.
I always saw myself as kind of a second circle kind of guy. Maybe a little, the lust circle.
I was going to head for the bleachers.
Second circle is limbo, you idiot.
No, we're talking about the second actual
circle. First
circle
is limbo, you idiot.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, please continue.
Living on his own conduct, getting hard when Joker was less than pensive. Shit! No, fuck. How do I pronounce that?
Shi-ai.
Yeah,
massage.
Shi-ai, dog.
That's very French. It's French enough.
That looks more German.
Do we have a Microsoft Sam that we can put that through?
All right, hold on a second.
Steve, get on that.
I'm on it. Finish your last three words.
He always thought.
I accidentally typed text to speed. Shit.
Text to speed.
All right. Sure. Hold on. Let's see here.
Steve Dong.
Steve Dong. Apparently I'm a character from a George Lucas planet somewhere.
Steve Dong.
Yeah. My name is Steve Dong. This is my cousin Shmi, apparently mother of Anakin.
Shmi is Anakin's mom's name?
Yeah, and her last name apparently is Dong now, according to our canon, so Shmi Dong.
Oh yeah, her name was Shmi Skywalker, which is a dumb name.
Alright, next up is Val.
Oh, jolly. When he was the goalkeeper... Everyone aimed to the dong and blam, semen exploded from his member all over the field.
That's those not how kids, penises work.
You don't know.
I have one. I do know. I played soccer. They kicked me off the team.
For what?
For scoring a goal on my own team.
Wow.
Tito, I knew you were bad at sports, but
like, all right, what was the?
How can you be so bad at soccer and then actually kind of good at Rocket League?
Yeah, that is a good question, Steve. Answer that question.
That is a very good question.
That is not an answer for me. You need to ask Neil deGrasse Tyson on the next season of Cosmos. That is a universal question. I don't know the answer. Kind of
answers with Steve being bad at regular soccer, but his thumbs just too sweet.
The universe is made of only 5% matter, and all of that 5% is Steve-O being bad at soccer.
All right, please continue.
All right. Those kids really like the snow feast every now and then.
You know what?
That's what it says.
Here's what I'm going to do. Every time during the recording, every time I hear myself cough, I'm going to insert random circus noises.
I don't think this is a good idea.
All right. Joker, go faster. I feel like a slug is in my pussy. It doesn't even tickle. Joker got mad and tripled his speed. Batgirl then moaned like a koala, moving her legs like a kangaroo jumping in the hot desert plains of Austria.
I am so confused by the description there. So she's eating eucalyptus, doing Cirque du Soleil leg movements somewhere in Europe.
Yes, apparently there was a hot desert in Austria.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Oh, Joker, you are good. Imagine that, but much louder because I can't yell. Moan higher, Batgirl, as the menstruation blood got forced from her vagina.
Splooch, but the wrong kind of splooch.
It's just a red splooch.
Yeah.
The blood got all over Joker's face and he licked it even with the candelores and sea sponges.
So her vagina is an aquarium.
Yeah. Is it yours?
I don't have a vagina.
Val's.
No.
Also not an aquarium, pretty sure.
It doesn't smell like fish. Don't stop. Don't stop. I never will, my love.
Don't stop. You're bleeding.
Joker reclined himself over Batgirl to kiss her, but she refused. Look, you mouth, you shit. It's full of blood and shit over it. Wake up and smell the coffee.
I can't. There's shit everywhere.
Joker got sad. He's failing like a clown now. He enraged himself and went faster and faster them. That's how I like it, you best, huh? Oh, I'm coming, Joker! And then Batgirl squirted all over Joker's body, blinding him briefly with all the pleasure juice that went in his eyes.
Ah, I'm blind!
Shit, Batgirl, my eyelashes are, as an eyelash is, are sticking with your pussy snot.
Well, I wish that's the first time I've heard that phrase today.
Today?
Fuck up. Oh, shush. Fuck up, Joker, and come now. I don't want it sex anymore. Joker, them went faster and faster, and then the moment came. Its flowing went like a river over the bridge of Kauai. The pulsation dong started the contractions.
God damn it! Watch the movie, you fuck! It's Bridge Over the River Kauai! Jesus Christ!
Yeah, why not watch The Bridge to Terabithia? Or...
No.
Or A Bridge Too Far.
There it is. Bridge on the River Kauai. Hope you're happy.
Or play the video game Star Trek Bridge
Crew. It's not Kauai! Or Kauai! Or any
it's
of the...
Kauai!
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 It's just a bunch of little anime girls all stacked over a river.
You're ruining an Academy Award winning film right now.
Good, that's what we do.
That is what we do. All right, may I continue?
It had Alec Guinness, fucking
yes, please.
Obi-Wan Kenobi in it.
Oh, just scream over him.
He was in a movie that he didn't like.
Oh God, I found it.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, and the cum was going out in splashes.
Oh, yeah!
Yay! Yeah!
I hate everything.
Yay!
When it reached the 30 contraction, no more cum was inside Joker's balls. His scrotum withered and got sad and very blue. Ha 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 ha! You now have a shit sack, Joker, laughed Batgirl as she smoked Cuban cigar. She got it as a present from El President when she went to Cuba. It was a personal gift.
What was he laughing at?
That's what I'm asking.
He's dead now.
Yeah, that's why Laszlo is coming to see me. Ha 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 ha! I say aye, bad girl. Now you will be my sexual mindless slave. I cummed inside your pussy. Laughed manically as Joker went through, as THRU, the door running, preparing his next plan to use the Egyptian stone. Bad girl shuriged as she reached she pussy with her fingers. She'd put out a bad condom protecting cunt filled with rainbow juice. It was very protective and got jaws inside it, but Batgirl didn't need that cutting power for that day. Batman and Robin are now dead in the bowels of hell itself. It was very hot and got corpses moving and screaming everywhere. Holy hell, Batman! Now we're fucked, uttered Robin.
You know, I feel like this would have not been very good material for Batman the Animated Series, but I still kind of want to see it in that style.
I don't.
I do.
I also do not.
So we got two do's and two don'ts.
I am torn.
Reckless, I'm born.
Shut up, you bastard. I'm thinking, screamed Batman. That place was hot and had chains with corpses fumigating all over the place. The floor was made of human flesh, the walls made of shit, and the ceiling was pure vomit-spitting paraphernalia.
So, vomit-spitting bongs?
I'm down with that.
Okay.
Kinda. You see, if we were going by the Dante Alighieri version of hell, Batman would end up in Wrath, like, easily.
So, okay. Yeah. Is there one specifically for revenge, or?
Well, it would be part of the Wrath. It would be covered by Wrath.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, coat me with your Wrath.
Lake of Boiling Blood, isn't it?
Yeah, Lake of Boiling Blood, the City of Dis, that sort of place.
Cool.
Cool.
Parasites were all over the place, eating the poor condemned souls and vomiting on the throat. Let's go, Robin. I have a good feeling about this. And then I'm done.
Okay, next up is me.
Refereed by Steve.
They started to walk and them reached a chamber full of anally raping machines. Oh, I've subscribed to websites like that. They were being occupied by famous presidents, evil dictators, and second-rate actors. Look, Batman.
Charlie Sheen.
It's Hitler. Batman
and Charlie Sheen.
Batman and Robin went to Hitler. Why are you here, Hitler? Asked Batman.
Gee, I fucking wonder. Let me get a guess.
Because I have Specusal Privileges.
The hell is that?
The evil dictator. I don't think being drilled in the ass by all eternity is a privilege, said Batman.
It is if you're into that sort of thing.
I will stop dying one day. Wheel.
Well, technically, no, you won't.
No, yeah. Don't say well anymore. At the next word, W-E-E-L, we're not saying well anymore, we're saying wheel. It's because you haven't saw what they do with priests the other room here. Fuck this word.
It's not even that hard.
It's still bad. Asword the furrer. Okay, have a nice fuck, Hitler, say Batman as he went away searching clues. Well,
I'm
used to... I think
he would be a little less forgiving to the Führer.
Yeah. Well...
No, the Führer.
Yeah, the Führer.
Oh, sorry. Führer.
Well, I'm used to it, answered the Dictator.
Don't mind me. I'm just getting drilled in the ass for eternity. Oh, Franz! I didn't know you were such a laden.
Oh, no! Wait, you called Franz a ladle?
Yes. A laden.
Mein Leben. And then...
It's Mein Leben.
But it's not just Mein Führer.
As Batman and Robin walked, they passed different torture rooms. They found the priest's one. The priests were arched and got their mouths in the penis of one another in a circle of blowjob.
Ooh, daisy chains.
So a three-way 69, or a human centipede in a line.
Yeah, the original cut of The Lion King, the circle of blowjob. Three were thousands, and the cum that got out from the dick of one to the mouth of another... moved the very machines of hell.
I don't think that doesn't sound like a bad proposition to be able to like
say. Doesn't that sound like good, clean, green power?
Yeah, that's what, like renewable energy.
Yeah, cum powered. There you go. There's our kickstarted Nobel Prize. Cum powered engines.
I don't think they're going to give us any money for that.
Shit.
They're probably going to give us a whole bunch of condoms.
Oh, well, back to reading about Bridge on the River Kwai.
More like condemnations. Oh!
They were the energy battery of hell. Well, Robin, Hitler was right about his privileges.
Was very right.
Was very,
he was right about his privileges.
Let me have a chance to correct myself.
No.
Never.
Well, Robin, Hitler was very right about Sean being a jerk. I mean, his privileges.
Six sideways burn.
360 ollie into a, what is it? What's the thing called when you have to balance it on the...
Manual.
Front? Yeah, the manual.
Grind.
Into a manual.
So, here's a quick aside.
No, it's a Manuel.
You guys remember the time when, like, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater was, like, the biggest game in the world, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so it still is, but...
Did you ever remember its imitator, Thrasher, Skate and Destroy?
Oh, God, yeah. No, we don't talk about Skate and Destroy.
Oh, it was great.
No, it really... All right, what was better, Skate and Destroy or that HD remake of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater I made you play?
Oh, God, neither. Neither actually were good. I was bluffing.
Yeah, imagine the eternity with my mouth on the hard and dirty dick of another man. That could cause bruises.
Yes, that's your biggest worry, apparently.
Yeah, well, it's a legitimate concern.
It's a legitimate condition.
Robin got very philosophical that moment. He was lucky guy. Even with impotence and erectile dysfunction. Robin and Bartam. I thought it was Bartman, and I would have fucked myself over even more. Robin and Bartam, them found a throne room, and the devil himself was there. Welcome, my special guest. Come in and join me in a banquet. Said the.
Can you do the voice of the red guy from Cow and Chicken?
How does it go?
Okay, never mind.
Said the big Deville King. Batman and Robin seated on the chairs as Space Jam continued to play in the background. Thee were made of thorns and spears, entering Batman and Robin anal holes. Ouch! Your dining room suckies, devil!
Oh, my bat ass.
Yeah. Said Robin, very annoyed. Well, that's phonetically
annoyed.
I'll say it French, yes. Said Robin, very annoyed.
Wait, so it's Roman Reigns' real last name?
With a spear in his ass and disgusted with the food on his table. On the table. This is not going to go well. Velmy.
Spear in his ass and a thing in his glass. He had a time. He was the devil in disguise.
What it sounded like you were getting at, Steve.
Velmen, like spiders and rats full of diarrhea. that
having fun there?
That word is fun to say as a Frenchman. Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Take every...
Baby, you made that strong.
It still has four consonants, but no... four syllables, but no consonants. Diarrhea.
There's no consonants in the French language.
Getting out from their paws and flies vomiting acid all over the food. We're the preferred dish of devil. All right, I'm done. I'm done with that.
I would eat steak, but I'm not going to eat any steak because fuck that.
It as special food for a special occasion. Laughed devil.
No, there's an I in there.
Yeah, it's occasion.
No.
Yeah, it's not occasion, it's occasion.
Occasion.
Tomato, tomato, potato, whatever.
My Ohime-sama.
Wait, did they ever do an anime version of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
No.
I wish
only an animated show.
Yeah, not.
Oh, wait, no, they did. It was called Veggie Tales.
Oh, no, that's even worse. Left devil as he picked a living dove and slaughtered it with his teeth, eating convulsively like a mown cow in the grass.
Mmm.
What? Mm. Not mooing, just moan.
Moan.
M-O-W-N, moan.
Moan.
Not the sexiest mooing I've ever heard, but close.
Oh, you want to hear some sexy moos?
Oh, you just wait till your turn, baby. You were expecting us, devil? Asked Batman, thinking ways to bat out of hell. Yes, to collect my due, Bataman. What the fucked devil? We kill villains to you every day. Yes, but the one I wanted, you didn't. Who?
You did not kill our women.
The Joker. Why you want him so much? Because he have a fine ass. And Hitler.
Really good ass. Have you seen it?
And Hitler doesn't satisfy me anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
I put him on the anal mo machine to see if it can correct his hemorrhoid problem. I hate to fuck a bleeding ass. Sorry about that, devil, sighed Robin. No problem, Robin. It's not your fault. It's this is Batman!
Batman!
Next up is Logan.
Okay. Page 7. Hey, stop that. The Joker's a hard one to kill, retaliated Batman.
He's really hard to kill.
He's really hard to kill.
Just like me, except not.
Yeah, no, you sound incredibly easy to kill right now.
Like a stiff wind could come through.
It sounds like a stiff wind could really knock you down. All right, fine. So, Joker is not here. You is, and he isn't going to die anymore if there's no Batman to kill him. What to do? Asked inquisitively Devil.
Well, maybe you could take us back to Earth so we can finish the business.
So we finish.
Bless you.
So we finish the business.
And seared Batman.
No way. It's against the rules. But you make them.
Yes'm, that's true. But I don't feel like it.
Fuck off, Devil. If you don't take us back, the Joker will depose you from your throne.
Hum? How's that?
He got the
Egyptian stones.
Hold on, say that one more time.
He got the Egyptian stones.
You know, that actually does sound like a fucking Batman MacGuffin.
The Egyptian stones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, the Justice League are out of commission, and it's up to Batman to find the Egyptian stones.
And he will turn devil. He destroy Earth. And them, you ass.
Well, let's put this in a theoretical. Which showrunner would be writing that episode if it were put on a Batman the Animated Series?
I feel like it would be square. Like, the only one who could pull it off would be Paul Dini.
Yeah.
I'm not going to disagree.
No, I'm straight.
But he wants to fuck whatever.
Hey, you see how you're thinking about it too much? Stop thinking about
it. Yeah, that's why I what you gonna do?
Hey, you, what you gonna do?
Hey, you, what you gonna do?
Go. We have a deal? Okay, Batman, but you can't kill a devil with Bara hands. Do you have an idea? Yes, take this two tridents. They shoot onion bullets against vampires.
I think he meant, did he mean...
No. Shut up for a second. But the Joker is devil. Well, no problem. If you shove this trident in his ass, he will die.
Simple enough.
Anyone would die.
I mean,
yeah.
It's the onion bullets that do it, not the trident.
It's the 1-2 punch. It's a combo.
It's the
wombo combo.
All right.
It's like when you combine vinegar and baking soda, only it's a trident and onion bullets.
And me, Batman? Asked Robin. You too, damn it. So the devil went to the anally raping machine rooms and went to...
It's not machine.
Oh, God damn it. M-Kine rooms. And went to Genghis Khan. Oh, no, that's not Khan. That's... Well, I mean, it kind of is.
Hold on, I'm going to text a speech to figure out how we're supposed to say that word.
What, Genghis?
No, the M-C-H-I-N-E.
It's M-Chine.
Hold on.
Mikhine.
It's Mikhine.
It's Hebrew. It means machine.
You know, maybe we should just have text-to-speech read the rest of the story.
No. And went to Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan, open your butt. We have passenger, demanded the devil. But master, I'm dry. My ass is cracked, said Genghis. Fuck, you must take care who fuck this anyway. Now open.
That was not a sentence in any way. I'm so
confused. But it is exactly what it said. Genghis Khan opened his ass and a portal opened to Earth.
Now I told
you to not flush the toilet during the show.
You still owe me. Still owe me my pizone for not putting that in when you said you would.
I still put it in eventually, so I owe you half.
Yeah, that doesn't nullify the pizone.
Okay.
No.
I will find you some other regional delicacy that does not require me to travel 1,200 miles to get it.
Well, you could have just brought it back with you.
Okay, so next time I go, tell me and I'll forget again.
I'll remind
Steve, send me the zone.
Steve, you're literally standing right outside of a Pizza Hut. What?
What's pizza?
Now go and kill that fine meat for me, asked politely devil.
Now
okay,
go.
So long, devil. They entered Genjioskan, but got transported to life.
So Dave, you said you imagined the devil guy from Cow and Chicken. I'm imagining the devil from Powerpuff Girls.
He never said anything, so shut up.
Yes, he did.
Pretty sure he did.
Him? He never did.
Yes, he did.
Him, the devil? Yeah, he said stuff.
No, oh, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
100% did.
No way.
Yeah,
yes, he
yeah,
did.
He did. He had a very high-pitched voice.
You guys are just trying to say things that are trying to make me think.
Yeah, I hope that...
I mean, yeah, probably. Whoosh! A vortex opened inside a toilet room, and Batman and Robin were home. Let go, Robin. This kill Joker when he dynamic duo Wynette out the bathroom. The city was a disaster. Buildings collapsed and dogs were licking cat's poo.
I mean, they did that anyway.
Everyone went mad and were shoving their fists in their own eyes.
That's not everyone.
God damn it. Please.
Every oin
is how it's pronounced.
Yes, I can read. Thank you. I just got it wrong the first time. Every oin went mad and were shoving their fists in their own eyes, causing brain damage.
Bane.
And no, severe. No.
Bane.
Batman.
Bane damage. And severe catatonia.
I'm a medical student.
Holy fuck.
Holy fucked up Earth motherfucker, Batman. Now it went downhill, screamed Robin. No pain in the ass, Robin. We will put this together, said calmly Batman. Then a ring went on Bat phone. Batman answered. Hello? Batman, it's Batgirl. Say.
What? Who's up next? David is up next. I'm gonna go see what my dog is barking about.
You can't walk away, too. I have to go to the bathroom.
Like, it's great because
I'm here.
Like, I can just.
I'm
go.
Here.
David, read.
Oh, no.
I wasn't asking.
Joker rapped me. Oh, my God, you bitch. Uttered maniacally Batman. What is Batman? Asked Robin. Back a fuck Joker! No! Fuck you, Batman! Shouted Batgirl. Or shout no. Batgirl. Go to the Batcave and take Kara! Batgirl Robin! She needs bat rap on now! Okay, said Robin with tears in his eyes. Like Batgirl very much. Now that she isn't virgin anymore, he was thinking in suicide. Man. Right?
Yeah.
Fucking chill out for a second there, guy. Batman then went to search Joker. He went to the Batmobile and accelerated with full gas. The earth was shaking and fireballs were falling from the sky. Bodies of the recently deceased were hanging on the skyscrapers and blood was all over.
That's not skyscrapers.
Not skyscrapers.
Oh, shit, you're right. Skycrappers. And blood was all over Gotham's windows and walls. Ice balls got splashed as Batmobile passed over them and pedestrians were vomiting their hearts in the street. Then a dog crossed the Batmobile and Batman overrode the dog with the car tires. Ploft! The dog died slaughtered and his bones got thrown at the windshield, destroying it. Crap! Fuck this dog!
That's the most famous Batman quote ever. Fuck right. This dog.
Poor puppy!
Now blood in the air was trying to hit Batman, but he had Bat Mask. Let's activate mask and not have AIDS.
Okay.
But it got faster because a rain of shit was falling. Yes, Batman found Joker, and he was now a 50-foot tall demon with 50 wings flying above Gotham and pooping all over it. The smell was unbearable. He had a very tall dick, full of scissors that were cutting Gotham Citizen.
My good, he ate a skunk!
So the gateway to infernal power is just eating a skunk, then. Cried Batman. Batman activated the Bat Robot inside his Batmobile, and the Batmobile transformed into a Bat Robot. Then Batman flew in Joker's direction.
Stop that, Joker! You is infecting the city with bad smell!
Shouted in Bat microphone inside Bat Robot to Joker Demon.
This is giving me bad flashbacks to a Bat Ladder!
You're going to suck me, Batman! Have my cum!
And them Joker started to jerk off, spewing rainbow-colored acidic flames covered cum in Bat Robot, because the Jipitian stone turned his inner fluids into bad thing.
So, is this like unofficial canon that Gotham got transformed by the rainbow cum and became Equestria?
Gotham got transformed into some rainbow cum. Coming home from my house, Batman Eve.
Go ahead.
You probably don't want to ask any of those questions, babe.
What were the questions she wanted to ask?
It's just going to be, like, questions that shouldn't be answered.
Well, doesn't mean we're not going to try.
Well, dude, Batman got Batman in a Batman.
All right, go ahead and read.
My Bat Robot!
Batman did dodges to not be cum covered, but Joker had laser butt, and his ass shot a big ball of electric energy at Bat Robot. It got the Bat Robot and exploded it. Batman's dead body now is falling to the doom in the ground among the dong and the vomit.
No.
Robin,
not vomit.
Oh, voimit. Sorry, voimit. Robin was watching the news with Batgirl on TV.
Oh my god. Wait, no, that's Joker voice. Oh my god. Channel 5 viewers exclusive. Batman is dead. Joke killed him in a horrific way, said the reporter on TV.
Robin said, N-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-
Oh shit, Batman died. What should we do now?
Asked Batgirl.
I don't con we. If only we could impale Demon Joker with this trident.
Yo, I fucking read my shit.
I know. I'm trying to pull up my list, and for some reason it's hanging.
It's Sean.
It's Sean.
It's me.
It's Sean.
Yeah.
How can you not remember?
I don't remember many things.
Batgirl then thought a bit and had an idea.
Robin, I had idea.
What is it?
I go there and flirt Joker, offering him my sexual favor, and you go back to him and kill him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great plan.
This is dangerous. We gonna die,
cried Robin as his eye got more teary.
No, we win.
Then they departed. As the two reached Demon Joker location, Batgirl unclothed herself and put dildo on vagina. Robin went
down there.
Yeah, like a strap on.
Or strap off. Robin,
yeah. Robin went to the back and waited the moment.
Joker!
Shouted Batgirl, attracting
Demon. Oh, my sweet is calling me.
Attracting Demon Joker attention.
What is it? Asked the big demon.
Fuck me!
Joker's mouth got wet as he saw naked Batgirl in the street. He approached and got normal size.
So you liked yesterday?
Oh, that's not a question.
So you liked yesterday?
I did, it was a good song.
Yeah,
I would prefer Maps, honestly.
Yes, I want more. Fuck me with 50 feet tall dong.
That was totally a Grindhouse movie, I think.
50 foot tall dong?
Yes.
I was going to say an indie band, but yeah.
That's what I thought.
And then Joker Demon's penis got very big, reaching the skies.
As he...
It's one of them skycrappers.
Yeah. As he approached Batgirl, Robin went to his back with the trident prepared to shove in Joke's ass. Then he screamed.
Them, he screamed. Also, if it's that tall, I would imagine the girth would also crush him if it were anywhere, like, you know, significantly round to the length. So is it just like a big noodle?
Yes.
Gross.
It's a lasso.
Stop thinking about it so much.
I can't. Yeah. It's messing with my head.
Charge! But Joker was fast and dodged the fatal blow.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Thank
oh, no.
you.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Robin pierced Batgirl with trident. Her lungs got thrown from her back to the ground, and she sneezed blood.
You can't sneeze without lungs!
That's not true.
She, impaled with trident, started to vomit leeches because she had intestinal infection.
Yeah. Alright.
Yeah.
Robin will kill me.
Sorry, Batgirl. I didn't want to.
Robin, I have last wish.
I read ahead, son of a bitch.
Damn it, Steve.
What is it, my dear?
Don't let Joker fook my dog and hamster.
And she died.
Dog and hamster.
Yeah. Yes. As established earlier in the story.
Yeah, that was the thing that happened during the story. All right, good job, author.
Her body then began to unravel in a pile of blood and viscera.
No!
Shouted Robin as he ran away in pain in his heart.
Go, you little bastard! Go cry for your fallen heroes!
Laughed Joker with much pleasure in his dong. Robin then reached the evil lair of Joker in Park O'Funny. He went to hide himself and cry, but he entered the room of cum-filled mannequins.
Oh no, the poison cum, said Robin,
but he had an iDead, the new Apple product. He picked one of the mannequins and went to Joker's location.
You bat, you shit! I will kill you!
No, shouted Joker. You back, you shit!
Shouted Joker as Robin got back. And then Joker... Then Joker opened his mouth to eat Robin as a whole. He then went with his mouth dripping corpses of Gotham Zoo. He went with his mouth dripping corpses of Gotham Zoo. And when he was going to eat Robin, Robin threw the mat... Mayquin inside Joker's mouth.
What? What you throw here?
And Joker chewed the mannequin, swallowing the cum.
Next up is Val, taking us home.
Okay. No! The Joker cum! You fucked me! Cried non-believing Doman Joker. He dem started to diminish, getting smaller and smaller till his natural height. His wings exploded, his dick got 1 inch in length, and his mind snaped.
No! He turned into Alan Rickman.
Yes.
Every time, without fail. That's one of the reasons we keep you around, David.
My master Robin, I will serve you sexual desires till my death. But Robin was hurt. Everyone was dead. Joker is now a joke. Can't harm do. But, B-U-T-T, Robin had an idea. He went to satanic ritual and invoked devil. The devil appeared very wrong. Who disturbs my... or disturbus my fuckery? Asked the demon. It's me, Robin. Robin, you killed Joker yet? No, but he is now my sexual slave. What? You didn't fuck his ass, did you? No, he is still butt virgin. So kill him. Why demand? No, it's not a question. So kill him. Why demand? I can't not say it as a question.
Why demand?
I have a request. Bring Batman and Batgirl to life. No, I already did Batman and he fucked up. No way. Okay, so I will slash Joker's butt and turn it in a chopped pancake.
Wow, that delicious butt pancake. New regional special at IHOP. Made of 100% pure horse butt.
No, I want his butt intact. We have a deal? Okay. Fuck you, Robin. When you die, I will make you suck my balls to eternity.
I swear somebody ended an AIM conversation with me that way at some point.
I swear I'll make you suck my balls for eternity.
Someone has definitely said that to me in a Dota game.
Cuckoo.
Everybody's so pleasant in Dota.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice community. A lot like the Sonic community.
Okay, can I finish?
Yeah.
No.
Aw.
Yeah.
Okay. And then inside the satanic pentagram, Batman and Batgirl were reborn. Robin, you saved my cunt, thank Batgirl. And my butt, thank Batman. Now, kill the Joker, said the devil. Robin picked the trident and shoved in Joker's forehead, terminating him.
Dun, dun, Joker's dead.
I thought it had to be stuck in his butt.
Well, if he sticks it in his butt...
Yeah, that's a contradiction with the entire theory from earlier. So.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't understand you when you're dying.
Yeah,
the author only had one proper comeback or callback to earlier in the story, and that's all he could muster.
That was the dog and the hamster thing?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Joker is dead. Very good. Farewell, Batfuckers. And the devil exited to fuck Joker. Batman went to Robin. Robin, you prove yourself. Now we want to give you present, said Batman. What is Batman? Asked Robin, anxiety.
I ask myself that question many times.
Batman is an idea.
Them Batman and Batgirl took Robin to Batcave and did orgy to him, and he got erected the first time. The end.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Good for him.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, Google, what is Batman?
Batman, in the British Armed Forces, an officer's personal servant.
Not the answer I was looking for.
Swing and a miss.
Okay. 9 out of 10 people choose Siri over Google.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopanova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Traveling by Tim Sheehy. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.